Welcome to my Moonful Insights and Astrology for the February full micro moon on Saturday, the 24th of February, 2024. I'm Becky Bliss. This is the final full moon before we enter eclipse season and the last full moon of winter if you live in the Northern Hemisphere. Seasonally, this is a time of coming back to balance and reawakening, as well as for growth as nature stretches itself and reaches out to the light. If you are new to these recordings, quick reminder that the astrology is calculated using the sidereal system, which is fixed to the stars and accounts for the wobble of the earth and the precession of the equinoxes. This is a timeless gift from ancient India that shares the same roots as yoga. Just as Surya, the sun, is the lord of the zodiac, Chandra, the moon, reigns over the 27 lunar mansions. These are known as the nakshatras in Sanskrit. The moon spends around 24 hours divinely connected to each nakshatra before moving on to the next. This magical moon will be held in a warm embrace with the nakshatra Magha. The royal throne room, which correlates to the heart of the lion. In astronomy, this star is known as Regulus. This really is a regal, powerful placement, a wake-up call, a royal assembly. This full moon day is revered and honored in India and across the world and is known as Magha Purnima. This is a sacred observance where devotees partake in spiritual and ritualistic practices. This is a very special observance for Buddhists and is deemed to be an auspicious day to gather inner strength. The influence of Magha Nakshatra is good for celebrations, coronations and weddings, and ceremonies of any sort, for honoring ancestors and religious rites, for delving into genealogy, exploring ancient wisdom, and deep diving into history and research projects. This also is an excellent time for upgrades to equipment, gifting, donating, as well as making settlements, coming to agreements and granting favors. Over the past 2000 years, due to precession, the tropical and the sidereal zodiacs have separated. So I imagine the tropical system of astrology, the Western system, to be a kind of metaphysical imprint of the zodiac that surrounds the earth and it stays where it is. Now, the sidereal zodiac is fixed to the stars themselves in the heavens. So perceived from planet Earth, this system is precessing backwards by a degree every 72 years, along with the stars themselves. This means that the sidereal or the Vedic system of astrology is more or less aligned with astronomy. For those of you, however, who are more familiar with the tropical Western zodiac, you will find Magha Nakshatra at 26 degrees Leo through to 9 degrees and 20 arc minutes of the sign of Virgo. According to the sidereal zodiac, Magha Nakshatra completely lands in the constellation Leo, the lion, or Simha in Sanskrit, and is situated between 0 degrees and 13 degrees 20 arc minutes of the lion. Moon in Leo. This is conscious power. This full moon is at apogee, at her furthest point away from Earth in her elliptical orbit. Zoomed out, tides are less wild. The waves of life may be easier to surf just for a while. Held so closely to the lion's heart, this full moon is acknowledging that she is not powered by her own light. She receives nourishment from Surya, the sun, via the Shushumna, the sun rays, when these heavenly counterparts, sun and moon, are in balance opposite each other, every full moon. The sun, Surya, our very own earth star, lords over Leo, the seat of this full moon. The sun is a masculine, energetic, generating heat and electricity. The moon is a feminine force, magnetic and receptive. Together, in balance, the magic flows. This is the link between poles. When heaven kisses earth, there's a syzygy of spirit and soul. This full moon is not only heralding in the spring, this is a full-on wake-up call. I got a little bit excited when I generated the chart for this full moon in Magha Nakshatra. By some quirk of fate, this mystical moon will be at 11 degrees and 11 arc minutes of sidereal Leo when she is at her most illuminated. 11:11. If anyone else ever notices repeating numbers, this is the big one. Do you believe in synchronicities or mere coincidences? What if life itself is one great, big, meaningful coincidence? What does 11:11 mean to you? The number of making wishes? The number of spiritual awakening? The number of angelic guidance and connecting to our very deepest desires? The number of becoming our very best? Moon in the heart of the lion at 11 degrees and 11 arc minutes. This is a heart and mind and soul opening. This full moon is about being guided rather than chasing. Real magic isn't forced or something that mysteriously manifests just because we want it hard enough. Real magic is alignment. Real magic is magnetic. Real magic is allowing. Real magic will come to you. The Shakti, or the special power behind Magha Nakshatra, is dying and spiritual rebirth. This full moon rests in Pada 4. This is the fourth portion of Magha, which is ruled by the moon herself. The key word here is ritual. How conscious are you of your daily rituals? Life is your right, and you are the sacred temple. How you live is the ceremony. The ancient deities behind this full moon's nakshatra are the Pritris, or the forefathers of humanity, our ancestors. How do we remember and respect those who paved the way, those who created our today? What can we learn and where are we going? Do we need to keep on reliving the mistakes of those who came before us? Creatures of habit, it's encoded into our DNA. What if we could plug in and allow ourselves to be guided, reviving ancient old wisdom so that we know which steps to take, which turns to make, to help us to rediscover our own true north, so we can better navigate, to cut loose from old ingrained patterns and steer ourselves onto a new trajectory. Just By gazing at the stars, we are seeing into the past. This is the present that propels us towards an exciting future. The planetary ruler of Magha Nakshatra is Ketu, the descending node of the moon, who will meet with the moon next month for the penumbral lunar eclipse. Ketu, the tail of the sky dragon, sees differently. This shadow Graha, this mysterious body without a head, is to do with idealism, self-sacrifice, spirituality, and intuition. This force enlivens sixths and seventh senses. Ketu has ESP. Whilst considered to be an outlaw, it may come as a surprise that this shadow planet has the capacity for both compassion and consideration. Tenderness even, both devoted and extreme. Ketu, the south node, favours the underdog. Radical, ferocious and unrelenting. According to my astrology software, Ketu is located in sidereal of Virgo. Virgo, the healer, the inspiration, the divine spark. Virgo has the Earth's best interests at heart. Ketu in Virgo can see dormant, hidden possibilities just waiting to be unearthed and discovered. Ketu in Virgo, which is symbolized by the number 6 on my software, happens to be in the nakshatra Hasta at the time of this full moon. This asterism is famously known for its symbology of the hands reaching out a helping hand. This full moon is supporting us as we reach out to one another. This is a perfect moment to be kind, to be charitable, and to lift one another up. Are you living by your own standards? Are you serving yourself as you are serving everyone else? The hands of Virgo are precise, steady, and careful. A delicate operation may be underway, an operation that has to be planned carefully, maybe even in secret. Virgo is practical and orderly. She needs her ducks in a row. Ketu has laser beam precision. Virgo is associated with healing remedies and correctness. Ketu in Virgo is precision perfect, restorative, rectifying. This is a perfect time for actions that are well prepared, meticulously planned, and cleanly executed. Ketu extracts the real magic. Virgo of the earth is practical and orderly. Could this be the beginning of a restoration back to perfect order? With a ruler of Magha, Ketu, located in Virgo, this full moon is an opportunity to harness your intuition and to tap into a depth of wisdom that will help you navigate your unique path as you rediscover your connection to Mother Earth. The sun in the 11th sign of the zodiac in sidereal Aquarius, opposite the moon, at 11 degrees and 11 arc minutes, is driving us towards a new beginning and towards fresh hopes, towards new cutting edge innovation and wild invention. So the sun rules Leo, and Leo is to do with self-expression and sovereignty and leadership. True sovereignty requires connection. A true leader is of service. Ruler of Maga K2 in Mercury's sign in Virgo, in sidereal Virgo, has the vision to look deeper, seeing things for what they are, noticing what is counterfeit, recognizing what is real. Trust in your own discernment. Who should be wearing the crown? Find your own solar center. Plug into your source. Whatever happens next, this full moon in Maga Nakshatra in sidereal Leo is a reminder of the magic that is unfolding. Sun in sidereal Aquarius is sandwiched in between Mercury and Saturn. Both are combust at the time of this full moon. Mercury at 7 degrees and 59 arc minutes, and Saturn at 15 degrees and 3 arc minutes. Each are within just 4 degrees of the sun. Of course, in reality, these planets are millions, if not billions, of kilometers away from the sun and have no real chance of burning up. But from our earthly point of view, when we lie these celestial bodies out flat on a chart, on a star map, they are, as we can see, if you're watching this on the video, just degrees apart. It is usually supposed that combustion renders a planet inactive because, in a metaphysical sense, their essence is burnt out. Combust Mercury can put pressure on communications and the capacity for effective decision making. Over the next 2 weeks, don't be surprised if you find it trickier to find the right words. Combust Mercury can have an effect on the mind. Judgments may be a bit off the mark, thoughts a bit irrational, and if left unchecked, reason may go out of the window. It's likely this placement could also have an impact on trading and commerce. Be mindful who is genuine. Be wary of miscommunications, deliberate misinformation, and beware of accepting poor financial advice. Combust Saturn can have an impact on law and order and on structure and control, as well as on self-control. These effects should begin to ease up around the beginning of the next lunation. Combust planets do have a bad rep, and yes, it's sensible not to play with fire. However, I do believe that silver linings can be found in the scars. We are gifted with a will that is free. Seeds can be planted in those few smouldering degrees, and knowledge is so much weightier than any karma. This full moon, we can choose to symbolically and ritualistically tap into these energies to our advantage, to burn whatever has been holding us back, throwing all those restrictions into the sacrificial fire. Allow whatever has been imprisoning you to go up in flames. Release your worries and sorrows as they turn to ashes in the inferno. Allow the flames of the sacred fire to purify the mind and fire up the spirit. We are living in extreme times. It's uncomfortable at best. Everyone is to some degree feeling overwhelmed or a loss of focus. Plans, wishes, and goals may feel untouchable. Challenges are upon everyone. We can get so hung up on our own dreams that we forget to zoom out, so to gain a wider perspective and a better handle on the bigger picture. When we look through the wider lens, what if we found that we might have been wishing for something we don't really need all along? This moon in Leo, we have a choice. It's time to get creative and perhaps just for a while to think a little bit less, to see things in a different way, like K2, the body without a head, and to plug into our own ferocious, rebellious, royal lion heart. This full moon, if you only had one wish, what would it be? Magha Nakshatra desires only the very best, and only the very best will do for you too. This full moon at 11 degrees and 11 arc minutes of sidereal Leo has a secret mantra, and it goes like this. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. 11-11. Like two pillars side by side, an enchanted doorway to higher dimensions. What does 11-11 mean to you? And how will you channel your own magic spark, a power that is conscious? Thank you so much for listening, and thanks so much to those who've messaged me. If you don't yet have a sidereal or a Vedic birth chart, you are more than welcome to download a free copy via my website. If you need any help with this, get in touch. We are more than just a sun sign or even a moon sign. We have lots of different energies affecting each of us in different ways. We also each have a unique birth star. So this is one of the 27 nakshatras, and this is worked out by the placement of the moon at the time of your birth. So if you don't know your birth star, you can find this out by downloading your chart. If you enjoy these recordings, please share the love and show your support with a thumbs up. And if you haven't already, then please hit the subscribe button. I will be back in a couple of weeks' time with a new moon update. Wishing you a magical full moon. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.